Hi, this is Terry Samal from PMML. Today, we'll present you the market statistics for multifamily in the province of Quebec for November 2023. So we can feel that the number of transactions are starting to be reduced right now, but we have a lot of transactions in the pipeline right now that are supposed to notarize for the month of December, that have obtained or at the end of the financing cycles or have obtained financing and we're heading towards closing. So it's pretty impressive to notice the quantity of transactions that we have, even in a situation where the interest rates are high. Now, for example, let's look at how the CMB is varying right now and how it varied all through the month of November. And let's then consider the real estate transactions that took place during the month of November. There's a parallel, which is really, really interesting. Right now, there's a lot of buyers out there. There's an extreme amount of buyers ready to buy in the market, but there are a lot of buyers that want to see what's going to happen in the next month, in the next few months. And that might be, you know, it's an interesting factor to wait it off, but there's also, it's an interesting factor to see that there's a lot of buyers that are buying on the market and that have exit plans, which are maybe a little bit more on the long term, but are still factoring in the calculation of the current interest rates and just working their financing plans and their equity plans around that. A lot of them are working through MLI Select, the MLI Select program from the CHMC right now. A lot of them are going in the energy efficiency part of that program, which is really interesting when you know how to compute and work it. If ever you have questions on that, just give me a call. It'll be my pleasure to explain it to you and to walk you through the process. But let's look at the CMBs. And as you know, the interest rates are based on the CMBs. And now I'm gonna talk to you about the 10-year CMBs. Why? Because the MLI program is backed on usually 10 years of terms. So that's why I'm looking at the 10-year CMB. Now the 10-year CMB on the 1st of November was 4.54. And it sank all the way down to the 1st of December to 3.98. So that's a 0.56 drop. And that makes a huge difference in real estate. And you know, for those who have followed me through my forums and through my videos, you know, what I usually tell you is when the interest rates hit somewhere around 3.5, I've been telling you that for the last year or so, the market's gonna go right back up in volume. So now it's dropped quite a bit, but although it's dropped, the buyers that are there are really, really serious in their purchases, and those who have computed their purchases and were able to benefit from these lower interest rates made really a good deal, basically, because that point almost 50-60 drop is extreme when you're looking at return in a market where the returns are already at their minimum and the prices are pretty high. Let's look at a few transactions. You'll be surprised to see what's going on the market. First of all, I want to talk to you about a property that sold on Du Plateau in Gatineau. Gatineau right across the river from Ottawa. Ottawa, a great place to live. A lot of public servants work out of Ottawa and out of also Hull, which is Gatineau basically, on the Quebec side and the Ontario side of the border. And a lot of people from the Ontario side of the border are ready now to drive with their cars all the way into the Plateau area and get snow to live there. And that's maybe, say what, a 30, 45 minute drive, not even depending on traffic, but a huge difference in rental values. In a new area as the Plateau, there's also a park there, there's the new amenities and new services. And there's a trend going on there. So a 2023 construction property in 99 units that sold for close to $360,000 per door, which is more or less market in that area. But it's interesting to see that the values are being maintained across time. For those that have been listening to my videos last year, we were approximately the same values. So we're not necessarily, for existing newer build properties, picking up a lot of scale and value, but we're maintaining that value, and that's due by people that are ready to accept less return, work more off equity over time, create value, what the plus value add over time, the simple factor of time. Also, the rent increases that are possible on the Quebec side of the border with no limits, basically, for the first five years, which is, you know, it's something to consider. If you're buying an existing asset, which is older, you might have to put in renos to be able to get as much value that you could get from a newer asset just by raising the rents. So that's why there's a lot of popularity around newer build, and of course a lot of people want to add newer build in their portfolio. It's easier to maintain, etc. So just to recall, we're talking about a 99 unit sold for $358,000 per door. I want to talk to you about a transaction smack in downtown Montreal. A concrete 178 unit building, 176 residential, penthouses on the roof, a state-of-the-art technology condo type rental, common spaces for co-working. We're talking about a gym, all of the amenities you want, downtown Montreal, West Center Quarter, the best spot you could get, sold for a price of $381,000 per door, approximately. We're talking about 178 units, many stories, concrete, downtown Montreal, almost $380,000 per door, and we're talking about a $260,000 per door asset, 2023 construction, sold for $260,000 per door. So this went for a relatively good price. So there is opportunity out there. And for those that were not on the market during that time, maybe they missed out on opportunities. So that's the message I'm trying to convey. Always stay active on the market, even if you're in the sidelines, because market changes extremely fast. You know that we hold very tight statistics monthly, and our volume here at PMML is quite high. I mean, we have a lot of properties for sale, but we sell a lot of properties also, and we finance a lot of properties also. So we're able to follow in tight and close grip the trends, and that's what you have to do in the market. And if ever you have any questions on the market, feel free to contact me as usual. I'll answer you for anything that has to do across the province of Quebec, any territory, you know, and we'll be able to compare. So here we have something very interesting in a market where technically this $381,000 property per door should have sold maybe for more, $500,000. And even we have assets which are new builds, maybe more square footage, sold for $700,000 per door in Montreal. So opportunity knocks at the right time for those who are in the market. That being said, I want to talk to you about a smaller transaction now that took place on the Quebec, Quebec Capitale Nationale area, not in the province of Quebec, but in Quebec City. This one that took place in Hauteville. Hauteville is a older district. Properties are sometimes patrimonial in that area. So you'll find, tougher renovations, meaning that there's more regulation that has to be followed. And for that reason, many owners don't necessarily renovate their assets. And some of these are run down, and you might find some different clientele living there. Not necessarily the people that you want, but when you're able to find an asset and upscale it and give it value in that area, it makes a lot of sense because you're very close to Old Quebec. You're in the smack in the area where the hospital is, the port is, etc. So at a short distance anyways. So really interesting to see here that the buyer purchased a 78 unit for $111,000 per door. That's at a cap rate of 8.9. Well, 8.9 is a really aggressive cap rate. You know, basically we're talking about 7 times the gross, 11.2 times the net. We haven't seen those type of sales for a long time. Of course, here we're talking about smaller units. But what's interesting to look at here is the buyer is purchasing at 8.9 cap rate, a tougher property to maintain, to renovate, with a tougher clientele. But if he's able to do it, he's already won on the cap rate day one. And he's probably going to bring it back to even higher, even 9.5, 10 over time. In a really interesting area, and if he does a good job at maintaining it and renovating it, it's going to have a lot of value. He's going to be able to refinance it and resell it. So there's opportunity once again, and this asset was purchased in the month of November. Now, let's go back to Gatineau, back on the plateau. I want to talk to you this month. I'm going to be talking to you a lot about newer assets, say built after 2010, because I find it's an interesting trend. Don't forget the value adds are a very, very good opportunity. It's just that in this case, the buildings that are being sold are between 2010, 2020 construction, less renovations. You could just upscale them, do a little bit of aesthetics. Even if the units are 10 years old, you could just modernize them anyways. With a little bit of design and aesthetics, it can be done. And you're going to be able to increase your rents, importantly, over time. So back to the plateau, and then I'll talk to you about another fun transaction I did. But here in the plateau on Nancy Elliott, a 32 unit went for $236,000 per door. 236, we were talking about, you know, the average rates and the average price per door in that area, say between $230,000 per door to $360,000 per door. And those are for recent existing assets. We have a 2023 building that went for close to $360,000 per door. There's still a lot of value to be picked up in those areas. And I'm talking about those areas because Get to Know is something really interesting, but I could be also thinking about Lévis, which is on the south shore of Quebec City. And Lévis is a similar market to Get to Know. So if you're looking to buy land and you're looking to upscale and go in areas where zoning is permitting mid-rises, that's where you want to go. You want to go to Get Snow, you want to go to Ottawa, you want to go to, you want to go to Lévis. Now I'm going to talk to you about a transaction I did in Blainville, a 2021 construction. And we're talking about, you know, a 27 unit that I sold for close to $420,000 per door, a notarized in the month of November. I know the contractor very well. He built them, state-of-the-art, clean, beautiful clientele, very, very stable, but the capacity to raise the rents are there every year. You know, as a doorbell rings, I mean, every time, every year, that rent increases. And what I want to tell you here is I want to tell you that if you're buying in a market where the rents are high, it can be worth it if you're willing to take a certain level of risk. A lot of people call me, oh, you know what, the rents are too high in that area. Where are the maximum of possible rents on the north end of Montreal? Yes, but it's a specific area. So it's like if you're looking at Outremont, Westmount, City of Mount Royal, St. Lambert, Boucherville, certain areas of St. Julie. If you're going in an area where the rents are high and you're going to get top rents for a top quality product, that is seldom available in the market because there's not that many of those high quality buildings built, you're gonna attract that high quality tenant. And this is what the buyer did, and the seller was willing to let go of this asset. It went for close to $420,000 per door, but at a cap rate of 4.1. And 4.1 is a very interesting cap rate for a buyer and a seller because it's market for that general area. So it was a great deal for the buyer, first of all, very happy about the asset, upscale clientele, nothing to do. The seller has a checklist of everything that has to be done monthly, very detailed, very clean, was a nice transaction, people smiling, you know, it was a nice transaction to do. And the seller had this building for quite a while, had a plan to go towards something else and let go of this asset. So, you know, there was a great opportunity there for the buyer. And that transaction took place. Two little transactions I want to talk to you about. And now we're going to go outside of the main areas. And I want to show you that the Quebec multifamily market sustains value even in secondary and third territories, which is really, really interesting to look at. Here I have a transaction that took place in Saint-Georges. Saint-Georges is on the south shore of Quebec. Quite a drive to get there. 2017, six unit. It's a small building, but $150,000 per door. Really interesting price at a cap rate of 3.4. So, what I want to tell you here is when you're looking, please don't only look at the cap rate when you're doing a transaction. If you're only looking at the cap rate and you're missing out on the price per door or value add, you could be missing out on a deal. Does it mean because a building has a cap rate of 3.4 that it's not a super deal? And it doesn't mean that a building that is a cap rate of 8 could be a super deal also. It always has to be looked at Of course, the common situation of the asset and the location, the capacity to raise the rents, but also the relationship between the cap rate and the price per door is capital in the transaction. Another transaction, this one took place in Dunham on the principal street, which is basically your main street, your King Street. And this transaction took place at $175,000 per door. This is in the Eastern Townships. And it went for a cap rate of 6.9 at a price per door of $175,000 per door. So once again, a transaction which is really interesting. Probably the building is worth a little bit more price per door. When we're looking at the cap rate that's at 6.9 for a newer asset, it should be way lower than that, even though it's in the third area, because Dunham attracts a lot of clientele. And it's a small village, but there's a big buzz around it. So if we sum things up, the interest rates, the CMBs are sinking fast. The number of transactions of which are in our pipeline, which are supposed to close in December, is huge right now. We're gonna probably do a record closing month next month. So if you're on the side skirts, call your brokers, or do your legwork and see the opportunities that are out there and try to compute it. Don't forget the MLI program. If you apply it properly, although you're amortized on 40, 45, 50 years, it could be really worth it if you're adding a building to your portfolio. And if you're looking at a value add opportunity, you also have the affordable side of the program, which could be interesting. And apart from that, we'll speak next month, and I hope that you have great success in your businesses, and we'll talk soon. I'm only a phone call away. PMML.ca is our website if you need infos. Take care.